The first case challenges the new law on the grounds that when legislators passed it, they broke the state's open meetings law in the process. On March 9th, legislative leaders called a conference committee shortly after 4 o'clock, then convened the committee less than 2 hours later to pass the bill. The open meetings law requires a 24-hour public notice or at least 2 hours in emergencies. As the complaint by Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan mentions, Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca, a member of the conference committee, objected in person to the meeting. This was Barca on March 9th.
This is a violation of law. This is not just a rule, it is the law. There must be.
Republicans say that because they were in special session, the usual open meetings requirements did not apply, and they needed only to post notice of the conference committee on the Senate's bulletin board. D.A. Ozan has served a court motion to Secretary of State Doug La Follette, who plans to publish the new law on March 25th. But Ozan acknowledged to reporters yesterday that he's unable to serve the Republican lawmakers who are alleged to have violated the law. That's because they're constitutionally immune from being forced to appear in civil court during a legislative session.
That's one of the hurdles we'd have. That doesn't necessarily mean that we can't be heard because the Secretary of State has been served.
The other lawsuit before the same court today was brought by Dane County Executive Kathleen Falk. It alleges Republicans violated the constitutional requirement that at least 20 senators be present to vote on fiscal bills. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.